Check, check, check. Airtight volume one. Check, check, check.
Since we've been apart, baby, God has healed my heart. Used to go around looking for love. Now love is looking for me. And sweet music keeps me happy. Not so long ago, darling, I was feeling sad. Who'd ever kiss my lips? I would still feel bad. Oh, baby. There were times I wondered if I was insane. Oh, baby.
Shake it.
I simply let my teardrops fall like rain.
Faces painted with smiles and limber feet dance to murder music that promotes death, disrespect, violence, and thugs carrying guns. And some say that the music has lost its meaning. Well, maybe it's that we as people have lost our meaning. As gunmen with bruised egos and petty beefs reach for the peace that he's managed to sneak into the club. You see, no one carries a gun if they're afraid to use it. So fingers pull triggers that release slugs that speak over the volume of the music. Cowards with blood on their Nikes become murderers with guilt on their psyches. Bodies paralyzed by fear will themselves to move in search of an exit. Bartenders vanish. The DJ hides behind his crates as the music keeps playing. And people keep saying that it's not the music's fault. And that is absolutely true, because music can't make you do something that isn't already inside of you. But it has to shoulder some of the blame. In the same way that when black people were trying to secure their civil rights, the music had them sporting afros and dashikis, promoting black beauty and black pride. And in the early days of hip-hop, we were told to fight the power and warned that we were moving towards self-destruction. But we refused to change our path. So now we've arrived at a time where people leave their homes sometimes for the last time to join lines, hoping to get inside, hoping that this is not the night that they die. Their final mark on the world being a chalked-out line set against the backdrop of murder. You're listening to Eartight Volume 1.
Oh!
take the lead tonight. What's it gonna be? I'm gonna sit right here and tell you all that comes to me. If you have something to say, you should say it right now.
Bye.
This is Dwayne Morgan, Toronto's king of the spoken word thing, and you are tuned in to Airtight Volume 1. You are a beautiful black bird who soars through the skies majestically. You spread your wings and you fly in the face of adversity. You welcome all of the challenges that life brings, knowing that there is an asset that hides behind every liability. You spread your wings and soar towards your goals, because when you quit, you never know just how close you were to success, which you don't define by the money that you make, or by the awards that you win, but by the standards for yourself that you set from within. And as you continue to soar in the path of mentors, remember that it is better to be an apprentice briefly than to be a disciple forever. At some point, you will have to chart your own path and take it towards the fulfillment of your destiny. You will have to spread your wings and fly, knowing that the only way to not fail is to not try. You see, whether you think you can or you think that you cannot, you are absolutely right, because it's the attitude of your mind that will determine the heights to which you climb. We can all do and achieve more than we think we can, so continue to strive towards the impossible. Beautiful blackbirds, continue to spread your wings and fly.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear. The camera's here and the microphones, and they wanna know. Oh, oh, oh. If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear. The crowd is here.
A fresh, cool young Lou, trying to cash his microphone, check 212. Wanna believe my own hype, but it's too untrue. The world brought me to my knees, what if you brung you? Did you improve on the design, did you do something new? Where you name it on the guest list, who brung you? You, the more famous person, you come through. And the sexy lady next to you, you come too. And then the hitman, standing outside of heaven, waiting for God to come and get me. I'm too uncouth, unschooled to the rules, and too gumshoe. Too much of a newcomer, and too uncool. Like shadow in a veil, I battle with it. Well, though I need a holiday like lady who sung blue. Go back, whatever you did, you undo. Heavy as heaven, the devil on me, 2 tons too.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear. The camera's here and the microphones, and they wanna know. Oh, 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 yeah.
And you better wear your shades. Spotlights here can burn holes through the stage, down through the basement, past the Indian graves where the dinosaurs laid, and out through China, nearly misses airliners, magnified times five. This is pointed at the rhyme, ricochets off the moon and sets the forest ablaze. Now that's important to say, cause even with all that, most of us don't want it to fade. Duh. We wanted to breed, meaning we wanted to grow, meaning we wanted to stay. Like the governor called, and he told him to wait. Unstrap him from the chair, put him back in his cage. The audience ain't phased, and they ain't gon' clap, and they ain't gon' praise. They want everything back that they paid, cause they've been waiting since 10 to see the lights get dim.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear. The crowd is here, and the lights are on, and they wanna show. Oh, 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 yeah.
I'm getting higher and higher, feeling in my soul. the night was tough. Heard our song. My heart had enough.
Hey, I think I'm gonna go, y'all.
Finish my drink. I hug my friends.
See y'all later, man.
They all look concerned. I smiled at them.
Nah.
I said that I'm trying.
Trust me, I'm good.
But that is a lie.
Right.
One I hide behind. She is on my mind. Outside is cold.
Believe it's happening. this is real, hey.
Now dim the lights, let's make things smooth.
Fantasies real, so don't you ever say that you're not something special to me, yeah. No, you make fantasies real. Oh, yes you do. Oh, I've got this love for you, baby. You've got that love for me.
You make fantasies
you and
real.
I will love together forever.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you ever stop your love, 'cause I won't
you
stop.
You make
no.
Fantasies real.
Yes, you do, love. Don't you ever stop, love, no, no. One day I looked at you and caught your eyes gazing back at me. You created me a fantasy. Thoughts of every day, catching your eyes, gazing into mine eyes. Can't believe this is reality. And when my baby smiles, the whole world's completely obsolete. Every moment's better than the last, and she's a special thing. Amazing. You seem flawless in every detail.
Telling you, girl,
you make fantasies real.
You make fantasies
real. It's like you baptized me with your love.
You make fantasies real.
You're listening to Ear Tight, Volume 1.
Taking me all in, I'm embracing him with my skin, like a glimmer of light, like a vision of light. And he is so perfect that I couldn't picture him if I tried. See, some may come, some may go, but I'll follow you wherever. You're the perfect mate for my soul, and I know why I lose control whenever I'm around. Like summertime always, like it's sunny out all day. Whenever you smile, sweeter than mama's homemade. I thought that every man was made the same way. But in a world of smoke and ashes, boy, you are milk and honey, yeah. See, someday come, someday go. But fill me up with your love, your nourishment to my soul. And whenever I'm around you, 'cause you're giving me
your hand,
and that's more than enough. It's like jumping in the river of
your hand.
Purify me, baby, when I'm
taking your hand,
and that's more than enough. It's like jumping in the river of
your hand.
Purify me, baby, yeah.
Your hand,
and that's more than enough.
Your
it's like jumping in the river of.
I sit on a ledge, poetry book on my leg, staring out the window, wishing that my pen would allow me to write about the life of the leaf that I see blowing down the street without a care in the world. It's free and causes me to think of my own life. I've often wondered what that type of freedom felt like, what it was like to be alive, not having to live from check to check, with most of it being spent before payday. I often hear people say that we are living in the free world, but how many of us are really free? Freedom comes to those who can afford it. Most importantly, to be free, you need both money and time, which rules out those of us who nickel and dime or work 9 to 5 just to pay the expenses necessary to survive. Freedom equals internal peace and peace of mind, which I find elusive. Sitting on this ledge holding my pen is absolutely useless, because I don't have the luxury of those who are able to write poetry and prose about nature and the things that they see. Ode to the grass and odes to the trees, because I'm busy writing for those who get insomnia when the night streets are silent, those used to falling asleep to lullabies sung by police sirens. I write for those who need something to hold on to give hope and to promote love. And I write because I am searching for life, willing to sacrifice if it means that my children will one day know what it means to be alive, to smell the roses and notice all of the beauty that life has to offer. I write so that one day my son or daughter can sit on a ledge or park bench with pad and pen and write the story of the leaf they see blowing down the street that is just as free as they are. You're listening to Ear Tight Volume 1.
DJ Manifest. Manifest.
I'm a sucker for love, I must admit. It's rough, but I can't get enough of you. Ever since I was young, I was in love because the sound of you.
Hey, yo, give me all that. Whatever she wants, she gets and I ain't mad. Whatever it takes to make it feel right. Got me staying up all day and all night. And you can say what you want, but you don't understand what we got going on. Many do wrong, but me, I'm right with her. If a soul's gone, then I'm the life giver. Yeah, yeah, I do. We balance one another, but we never fight, cause all I do is write. Never high, I'm already fly like a kite. She the keys and the bass beats and the mic. All I need like the blood that I bleed, she's my life. Yeah, I do.
Gotta be something for me to write this, queen. I ain't seen you in a minute. Wrote this letter, finally decide to send it. Signed, sealed, delivered for us to grow together. Love has no limit, let's spin a slow forever. I know your heart is weathered by what studs did to you. I ain't gon' sod 'em cause I probably did it too. Because of you feelings I handle with care. Some recognize your life, but they can handle the glare. You know I ain't the type to walk around with matching shirts. A relationship is effort, I will match your work. I wanna be the one to make you happiest and hurt you the most. They say the end is near, it's important that we close to the most high. Regardless of what happened on him, let's rely. Important, we communicate to the fate of this union to the right pitch. I never call you my to even my boo. There's so much in the name and so much more in you. You understand the union of woman and man. Sex and a tingle is where they assuming it land. But that's fly by night for you in the sky, right? During these cold side nights, moon, you my light. If heaven had a height, you would be that tall. Ghetto to coffee shop, you, I see that all. Let's stick to understanding and we won't fall. For better or worse times, I hope to me you call. So
I pray every day more than anything friends will stay as we begin to lay this foundation for a family. Love ain't simple. Why can't it be anything worth having you work at annually? Granted, we've known each other for some time. It don't take the whole day to recognize sunshine.
My call. Did you read my love letter? Did it touch your heart when you read my love letter? Sunny days, smiling face, spirit filled, heaven praise. Memories in my mind, reminiscing of good times. So amazing, yeah. So just far away. It makes me ask the question, babe, did you get my call? Did you read my love letter? Yeah. Did it touch your heart?
You know, for me, I think it's always a matter of, I mean, every time you work with somebody new, it's going to bring out a different energy. It's going to bring out a different vibe. So I like working with different people. So this has been a great working experience to collaborate with, you know, DJ Manifest to do this. Was good in that sense because you have a soulful ear, because we do the open mics together. You kind of have that sensitivity and sensibility around spoken word and that sort of thing, and what kind of music kind of fits with the vibe of what it is that I do. So I think having that knowledge and putting that knowledge with my artistry just creates a situation where you can make a beautiful, timeless project, which ultimately as an artist, you want to do stuff that even if the music on there, it becomes dated, it's still something that people can pick up and listen to, and it's still timeless and it still stands the test of time. And I think any artist wants to create things that are timeless and that can stand for years.
Right, I agree with that. Okay, let's jump into the next one. I guess we're gonna do
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Listen to this.
It's all because of you. I'm feeling sad and blue. It's all because of you. I'm feeling sad and blue. It's all because of you. I'm feeling sad and blue. It's all because of you. I'm feeling sad and blue.
This is Dwayne Morgan, Toronto's king of the spoken word thing, and you are tuned in to Airtight Volume 1. I wasn't expecting to write this. It wasn't on my to-do list, but it's taken precedence. After all, you've given me so much, it's the least that I can do. Growing up, I wanted to be just like you. The teenage black boy on my TV screen that made people faint and scream every time you walk down the street. They just don't make them like they used to. You were one of a kind, and time will never produce another like you. You gave the world your childhood and refused to let your inner child grow up. You were the soundtrack to a generation. You dedicated your life to the well-being and enjoyment of others. And what did we do? We picked at you like vultures, ripping you to shreds until you looked nothing like your former self. And yes, I too made jokes, questioning whether you were black or white. Collectively, we thought you'd gone off the wall, but through it all, there was still a love there. A place for you in our hearts that's come alive with the word of your passing. Despite the trials and controversy, you refused to conform to society's norms and marched to the sounds of your own beat, in the process leaving us with beats to dance to. I'm not old enough to remember the first time a man walked on the moon, but I'll never forget the way you moonwalked across that stage and had us trying to imitate you in the school hallway the following day. You left us more than just music. There's so much more that I feel I should say, but what's the point when these tributes usually come too late? I'll have to look at the man in the mirror and ask myself what more I can do to make this world a better place. truth be told, I'm envious. Not of your fame or success, but because there was something in you that we all wish we had. A love for humanity, pure, beautiful, and naive. Despite the situation, I always held out hope and believed. I crossed my fingers and closed my eyes, wanting nothing more than for you to succeed against the odds. I wish you could have known that you were truly not alone. Your music will only stop long enough for the entire world to watch your final show and embrace you with the love you've longed for. Even in death, there will be many who pick you apart, but no one can deny the power of your art. So I say thank you, Michael Jackson, dead at age 50 from a broken heart. Airtight volume.
It's over. It's strange enough. So you gotta know sharing this with you is painful.
This is Dwayne Morgan, Toronto's king of the spoken word thing, and you are tuned in to Airtight Volume 1.
Your influences for your music. I remember we talked about this before in one of your interviews, like who's your influences. You say you take influences from everybody. But when you look at like the cadence for poetry, does that flow from within or does that come from artists?
The cadence and stuff is all from within because I don't usually write listening to music or whatever. Yeah. It's more so, I mean, the musical influence comes in, like if I'm going to do a live show with the band, then it's kind of like, what music do I want to put underneath this kind of stuff? Like, who do I want to lift from to bring the piece to life kind of thing? But the actual writing is just me, right, you know, putting it out there. And then after that, whatever I choose to do with it, it just takes on different Manifestations. You're listening to Airtight Volume 1. You give birth to nations, and these lips are all that I have to thank you. So let me taste your burdens away. Forgive me if I stare at you. I am in awe of your power and strength, your ability to bring the best and worst out of men. You are a muse, inspiration for art and wars, and I want to inhale you. Have your scent run through my body like exhaust fumes, and I want no intervention for this addiction. Let me breathe in your intoxicating sweetness. I want it to pump through my veins and arteries. Find peace in my muscle tissue, because my heart isn't a home without you. They say that home is where the heart is, and I might as well be heartless if I'm unable to pay homage. So allow me to touch you, please. Hear the quiet pleas of my fingertips as they touch your full lips, engorged with passion, glistening and moist like leaves in a rainforest. I want to be submerged in your thickness, as though drowning in quicksand, with every movement of my fingers like reaching for the vine that would save my life, until I am covered in your cream, and your lips wear a mustache created by your milk, and invite me to drink from your fountain of honey, lapping at the source of your spring, using my tongue like a bodyboard, riding your waves, parting your seas as I wade in your water, finding your secret spots as I travel your underground railroad, and I go deep in it for the long haul like Chilean miners, finding life and sustenance in the depths of your well, until your mustache is mine. This pleasure is ours. My lips leave yours. I blow you a kiss and I say thanks.
I don't know what it's done to me, yeah. I feel like I'm trapped up in a dream, yeah. And when I try to run, I just end up back where I begun. And this ain't fun, no, this ain't fun, no, this ain't fun, no, no, no. What's this feeling they call love? Is this what they call love? Is this what they call love? I'd really, really like to know. What's this feeling they call love? Is this what they call love? I'd really, really like to know.
Boom, 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 that's the sound of my heart when I'm thinking of you. And bang, bang, that's the sound of my head banging on the wall 'cause of you.
All day long I just wanna sleep, yeah. This love thing has drained my energies, yeah. And when I think it's done, every girl reminds me of that one. And this ain't fun, no, this ain't fun, no, this ain't fun, no, no, no. What's this feeling they call love? Is this what they call love? I'd really, really like to know. What's this feeling they call love? Is this
Listening to DJ Manifest inside the mix. Listen to this.
I am official like Cardinal when I blow up your spot. With original poetic lyrics straight out the T-dot. Lyrically, I can break your structure down into pieces like Reese's, leaving you folded like a fetus, exposing your private parts like an amniocentesis. You can't see this. I get under a dunking skin like I wasn't intravenous. For real, this brother leaves the stage with a crowd saying, yo, who that? I thought you knew me and my crew make more moves than Lou from Do That. Cause it's like I'm constantly serving detention. I'm in a class by myself. At the age of 18, I was drafted and went straight to the pros, the poems, the shows, and stages around the globe. I became one of the first of its kind when I inked a long-term deal with Everlasting Life, agreeing to give this universe these pieces of my mind. When I stepped into the game, I changed it like Jordan. Got people writing, trying to be the next Dwayne Morgan. I'm vital to the scene like the body's organs. There's the liver, the kidney, the brain, the vein, the skin, the heart, with every piece playing its part. I'm always rising while others try to keep me down. I'm like James Brown, internationally known as the hardest working spoken word artist, cause I'm not trying to be Poe like Edgar Allan. For over 13 years I kept a soul in the city like Michael Williams. I've made things so big they nicknamed me Mr. Escalade. I bring people together like Ian Andre Espinay. I got over a decade of accolades following my name like groupies. And when it comes to the things that I write, I always try to keep them tight with rhymes off the hook like bra straps before the loving. And to the so-called competition, come at me if you're willing. I got rhymes at home in my fridge, they're just chilling.
Thank you. DJ Manifest.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Screams from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need his theme music. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. Broken, the school's closed, the prison's open. We ain't got nothing to lose. Everybody, we rolling. Everybody, we rolling. With some light-skinned girls and some Kelly Rollins. In this white man world, we the ones chosen. So good night, cool world. I see you in the morning. I see you in the morning. This is way too much. I need a moment. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking. I just count the hours. Tripping, I'm tripping off the power. Till then, that the world's ours.
So what I'll do with this one is I'll just keep it recording.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see what comes up on it. This is Dwayne Morgan, and you're listening to Airtight Volume 1.
Alright. 1, 2, 1, 2, air check, Airtight Volume 1.
Something sexy.
Listen to this.
Sexy than that. Stop that one there. Anything else that you wanted to throw in there?
Yeah, I'm not good at that stuff here, so.
Okay.
Listen to this. Airtight Volume 1.